All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
An NBC News poll from June shows that 61% of all voters disapproved of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe. And this issue didn't just register in polls, it actually swayed elections. Just last month in Ruby Red, Ohio, voters sided with defenders of abortion rights. In Wisconsin earlier this year, a winning candidate's pro-choice message helped her flip the balance of the state Supreme Court. In the Republican stronghold of Kansas, doesn't get much more Republican stronghold than that, voters chose to protect abortion rights in their state. And of course, in the 2022 midterm elections, the Republican Party vastly underperformed expectations. There was no red wave, largely because of their opposition to reproductive rights. Now, facing another major election, the GOP is in a bit of a pickle, and they know it. They're even meeting behind closed doors to discuss it. According to new reporting from NBC, Republican strategists are exploring a shift away from pro-life messaging on abortion after consistent Election Day losses for the GOP when reproductive rights were on the ballot. The reporting details a closed-door meeting this past week where Senate Republicans were presented with poll results that showed the term pro-life no longer resonated with voters. No kidding. Senator Josh Hawley actually said this with a straight face. Many voters think pro-life means you're for no exceptions in favor of abortion ever. A little memo to Mr. Hawley.
Yeah.
In Missouri, which is the state you represent, mm-hmm. abortion law makes no exceptions for rape or incest. No exceptions for rape or incest.
Right.
But they don't seem to be wrapped up in these pesky little details of the actual impact of the policy because they are seeking a rebrand. Pro-life now becomes, in the words of Indiana Senator Todd Young, pro-baby.
Pro-baby. Pro-baby. So are they for free Infamil? Are they for free diapers? They're not pro-baby. I mean, this effort at rebranding is really laughable. It's hysterical, actually, if you think about it. Josh Hawley is a senator from Missouri where there are no exceptions for rape and or incest. There are 11 states in this country, 11 states in this country where there are no exceptions. 6-week abortion bans go into effect way before women even know they're pregnant. And then on the other side of it, you have women who really, really, really wanted their babies, really wanted their babies, who can't get anybody to help them when their pregnancies are septic or when their babies are not viable, meaning they have anencephaly, no brain, no skull. Their organs, unfortunately, are not forming in the chest cavity. The heart is in the abdominal cavity. That happens too. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can't be diagnosed, usually between 18 and 24 weeks. Okay, there's a lot of different things anencephaly can't be diagnosed, meaning what I just described to you as, no brain, no skull. It can't be diagnosed most of the time until about 18 to 20 weeks. And if that happens in a sonogram, you're screwed in a whole bunch of states in this here very free country, like 17 of them. Like 17 states, you can't get health care. Okay? I mean, this is so bizarre. This is just so ugly. And then you have brains that are leaky. Yeah, you have that. I don't even know how to pronounce this one. I looked it up. Encephalocele. Somebody who maybe knows a little more about that particular a malady can but that can't be diagnosed either until late in a pregnancy. And then you've got something called Turner syndrome. You've got lymphangioma. Cervical teratoma, Dandy-Walker syndrome, which is really vile, can't be diagnosed successfully until about 30 weeks to 36 weeks. You understand what I'm saying? This is so disgusting. But every single time they stick their beaks into stuff they don't understand, which is everything, they just don't take the time to learn any of the issues that they're legislating on. They screw it up, and that's by design. That is what the goal is here. It is to screw things up. It is to create chaos. It is to stress out the population. It is to make life so unbelievably difficult. Basic things like wanting a family become so scary and so full of, a helplessness, and you can't... Alabama, the attorney general there, this guy is a piece of work. His name's Steve Marshall. The attorney general in Alabama just filed a brief with the state saying that he has the authority to bring conspiracy charges against groups who might help a woman leave Alabama to get medical care after 6 weeks if something has gone wrong with her pregnancy. Whether the pregnancy is wanted or not, that isn't even the attorney general's business, okay? But any assistance helping a woman get health care in Alabama, he's creating a whole new class of person under the United States Constitution, and that would be an Alabama woman. I swear to God, Alabama women are not allowed to leave Alabama in order to get health care with the help and assistance of any group, whether that group is providing. He actually is seeking he says he has the authority to prosecute people for providing financial appointment help. Making an appointment is now a crime, or he wants it to be in Alabama for an Alabama woman. Can't make appointments for an Alabama woman whose baby might be, toxic to her, and she would like to live another day to try again. Too bad for you. You're an Alabama woman. You can't help her make an appointment. You can't help her travel. You can't assist her in information. I guess now, I don't know, Travelocity, Expedia is now, a conspiracy theory website. I don't know what it is. It's not a theory. It's a conspiracy website. You can't go on Expedia and you can't go on Trivago and book a hotel if you're leaving Alabama to go get health care in New York City. Oh, my God. I mean, like, how far are we going to get down into this stuff? But this is what he wants. He wants a legal ruling clarifying that he can prosecute people for giving any appointment help, travel help, financial help to an Alabama woman if that woman is trying to obtain an abortion in another state. And any group that does something like that, I'm guessing it's, travel sites too, quote, he writes, this is the Attorney General of Alabama, Steve Marshall. He wrote, quote, an elective abortion performed in Alabama would be a criminal offense. Thus, a conspiracy formed in the state to have that same act performed outside the state is illegal. His office compared that, they categorized abortion in Alabama by virtue of the Alabama legislature's vote when they described abortion in Alabama as, quote, one of the highest wrongs, comparing it to murder. Alabama can criminalize Alabama-based conspiracies to commit abortions elsewhere. Alabama women are a new class of American. They're not allowed to get medical help in case of a toxic pregnancy. They just have to die, I guess.